Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday. So we at the start of a new week, and we made it through the end of another week. And in my mind, I call that progress. And what about you? So today's topic is really great. We're going to talk about probably step on a few toes in the process, but we're going to talk about staying in your own lane. And what exactly does staying in your own lane mean? So I did a workshop about 2 weeks ago, and during the workshop, it was an open workshop. During the Q&A, there were a lot of questions asked, and a lot of them were pertaining to other people and what other people were doing and basically the success of other folk. So what exactly do I mean? Well, one of the questions asked was, you know, should you start a particular business if someone else is doing it? Or you're watching that person grow their business and you see some things within their business that you feel that are not right or things that you would not actually do. So firstly, I want to tell you that you have to stay in your own lane, because if you are busy growing your business and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and allowing God to manifest your vision and ordain the steps for you to start and grow your business, you don't have time to worry about the next person. You won't worry about the next person because your time is very, very limited, and you have to stay focused on yourself. Now, is the market saturated with women-owned businesses? Yes, I think it's awesome. I think it's great. What I also think is great, how a lot of women are starting to support one another a lot more. So when I hear people sometimes say women don't support women, that is true in some cases, but a lot of cases, women do support women. Firstly, you have to be a little choosy about the company that you're keeping, as well as being mindful of the circle that you're in, because at the end of the day, everybody's not going to be for you. So what you need to do is surround yourself with those individuals that are doing what it is that you want to do. We will open it up for questions and answers at some point. For those that do have questions that they may want to ask live, on that will be an opportunity as well. But what I want to do is get really deep with this staying in your own lane. So when I started my business about 10 years ago, and we didn't have a saturated market of a lot of life coaches and business coaches, and basically my background is human resources, but as the market is saturated now. So how I stay in my lane is I stay focused on myself. So on a daily basis, I keep a track of my goals, and I'm going to achieve them and continuously pursue my dreams. But in the process, I don't have time to worry about someone else. I don't have time to communicate negativity to someone else about anyone. So stay in your lane, stay focused on yourself, and don't worry about other folks. If you want to continuously prospering, if you want to continuously growing, you're going to have to worry only about yourself. So how can you learn, or how can you take action to stay in your own lane? Well, firstly, the first thing I want to say is, if you have a vision that you're trying to bring to fruition, if you have a goal that you're trying to execute and you're trying to achieve, it's okay to be in a network of group, whether it's women, men, whatever the case scenario is, but don't focus so much on what someone else is doing. Don't worry if somebody else is doing what you're doing. Don't worry if you feel like someone's mimicking or copying what you're doing. There's only one you. And I promise you, there could be the same businesses that you guys are growing, but you're going to be doing the businesses uniquely, because there's only one individual in each of those businesses, and they're different people. So when I hear people say, so-and-so copied me, I'm kind of like, well, technically, if that's a skill set for them and they saw you do it, sometimes you ignite people's beat. So if somebody saw you actually take off with a business, and that's their level of expertise, that's where they have their knowledge, and that's something they can teach and mentor people. I mean, what I call a copying, sometimes it's a matter of inspiration. you actually inspire that person and ignite some fire under them for them to get started. Now, does some people have malicious intent? Of course, I mean, unfortunately, the world and the society that we live in, we do have folks that have malicious intent. But again, if you're staying in your lane, you don't have time to worry about someone else's malicious intent. You don't have time to worry about if someone else is being a fraud or being phony or whatever the case is, because you're focusing solemnly on you. So the second thing you can do is start your day by meditating. So when you get up in the morning, before you hit social media, before you check your emails, before you start texting, before you start using the phone, meditate. Because meditating and prayer, because meditating, you're actually listening to God. So when you're praying, you're talking to God. When you're praying, you're talking to Him. When you meditate, you are actually listening to God. And sometimes you have to pause and be still and listen to Him and follow whatever those steps of order that He has ordained for you. Because I tell you one thing, they always say, if you want to make God laugh, tell Him what your plans are. He will alter those plans at any given moment that you have made for yourself. So you have to be mindful that you have to meditate and stop, still, and listen to Him for what He has for you. Now, I can't talk on any other situation because I'm definitely spiritually connected to the Creator, and He's the CEO of my life. So as I talk about meditating and praying and things of that nature, that's what has worked for me in business. And He knows the desires of your heart. But when you do go to Him and you talk to Him, be specific in what it is that you're asking for. You have to be specific, because if you ask God for something, He will give it to you, not knowing that you wanted something in specific of what it is that you were asking for. So be mindful when you're praying to be specific, and then be mindful when it's time for you to be still, to listen to Him. You ever get that notion in the middle of the night and you're like, gosh, God wanted me to do such and such, or that idea pops in your mind and you never act on it, and then it pops in your mind again 2 weeks later and you never act on it. So thirdly, what you need to do, if something comes up and it says, go do it, just go do it. And how do you do that? Because most of the things that come out when it comes to, I know a lot of times, not just business, a lot of times when you're told that intuition inside of you says go and do something, a lot of things that stop us is fear. So most people are not going to go and just hop and do it because that little voice told you to go and do it. Because a lot of times if it's something outside of our comfort zone, we start to question, should we do it? So we won't go and do it. But that's that time where you should immediately execute what it is exactly that you want to do. So those three things will help you stay in your lane. So stay focused on you and your goals. Don't worry about other people and what they have going on. You're not running a race, although you're standing in your lane. You're not in competition with anyone else. The only person that you should be in competition with is yourself. You should not be competing with anyone but yourself. So what you want to do is be a better person today than you were yesterday. But competing with other folks and other people in business or other people in life, to me, I definitely would say it's unhealthy. Also, be an expert in your field. So if it's something that you want to do, if it's something you want to teach, if you want to coach, you want to mentor people, be sure you are an expert and be able to tell people why you are an expert. People like success stories. It's so easy for us to get on social media, go to networking events, go and communicate with folks, go get some business cards made, saying that we are all these things and we can teach and mentor and guide for all these things. But executing an action of success is what is going to get your audience and those folks to follow you, to pay attention to you, to allow you to teach them. So if it's something that you want to do and you're not an expert at it, you want to become an expert in your field. You want to master your craft before you start teaching someone else something. So, again, I know you guys hear me say this a lot on my shows. I say it a lot on Periscope, on my social media handles. Don't go and teach someone something that you have not yet reached a level of success yourself. And that goes vice versa. don't allow someone to teach you something where they have not reached a level of success. So how do you know that individual has reached a level of success? Well, guess what people do now, guys? They Google. I mean, I know that's one of the first things I do when I'm going to actually pay for a service for someone to teach me something. I go Google them. I go to their website. I go to their social media handles, because a lot of times you don't want to be in someone's social media handles that you go on there and they got, like, provocative photos. They're actually cursing, and you want them to go and teach you something. Now, should you judge both? No, but it's your money if you want to pay for that service, and you have to determine whether or not you will pay for the service or whether you will not. But, again, don't try and go and teach folks something or mentor people in something that you have not yet been successful in yourself. So, in other words, you can't teach someone how to make six figures if you don't make six figures. And I know a lot of people say, well, I used to make six figures. The best person to teach you and coach you and mentor you is that person that has made six figures, but that person that has maintained success and has continued making six figures, and that person that has went from six figures to seven figures. So think about it, because there are a lot of individuals that have come into money. A lot of individuals have made six figures, but for some reason or another, they've had business failures, so they're no longer making that six figures. So you don't want someone to teach you something that they lost and they haven't gotten unstuck from where they were in business. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, failure is a part of success. So you're not just going to get out there and succeed in everything that you try and do. Again, stay in your lane. That is the first driven avenue to your success. Stand in your lane and not worrying about other people. If you would like to ask us any questions and we can actually talk about them on the next show, please feel free to email us at motivatemyliferadio@tarethamurphyinc.com. Again, that's motivatemyliferadio@tarethamurphyinc.com. You can also call in live and answer your questions on the air at 657-383-0692. Thank you again for tuning in to this segment of Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. And until we speak again, have a great day on purpose. And remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities, and there's nothing more powerful than a changed mind.